Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hi, welcome back. It's podcast number two today. It's actually, what is the date today? September 12th. It is September 12th, 2016, podcast number two. Taking a trip down memory lane on the very first dollar I ever made on the internet. It had nothing to do with Every Day is Saturday. It was 2005, the fall of 2005. I know, this is how I started last podcast. I'll get to it. But that was a good story, right, about the people trying to rig the system about telephone sales. All right, I won't even talk about that. So affiliate marketing, you know what affiliate marketing is? If yes, bear with me 20 seconds. If not, this is the 20 second version of what is affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing means you don't own a product, but you are driving traffic through a unique link to the person's page online who does own the product. And when somebody buys through that link that's tracked, it drops what's called a cookie on their computer, you get paid. So, for example, let's say if you go to everydaysaturday.com/ and I set up a page there, okay, and I send you a unique affiliate link for that page, you can promote that to your email list. You can put it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, anywhere. And when somebody clicks on your unique link that you're sending them, they don't really know that it's an affiliate link. Some people are savvy to it, you know. Some people do know what an affiliate link looks like. You can also cloak the link, but I don't want to even get into that stuff. And they end up going to there. What happens? That affiliate link drops a cookie on their browser, and unless they clear out their history or their cache right there on the computer, if they don't make a purchase that minute or that hour while they're on the page, they come back the next day or the next week or even the next month and make a purchase, you'll still get credited with that. So I found out about affiliate marketing through an ebook I purchased back in 2005. I just Googled how to make money online, you know, like most people do. And I found out, I'm like, seriously? So they're going to give me a link and I'm just going to put it out there. And I didn't know how. I didn't have a website though. I had no email list. Like, I didn't even know my email was AOL. It was, you know, Yahoo, whatever. I didn't even have an email. So I thought I started looking on how to sell affiliate products to sell. Now there's a million. I mean, you can go to ClickBank, Commission Junction, JVZoo is where a lot of them are. If you want to see an example of how I do it currently, my credit repair, if you go to creditrepairfast.net, that's the page I promote, the one I tell you that raised my credit score 60 points in 30 days and got me 100 grand of credit and all that good stuff. Creditrepairfast.net, that's an affiliate link. That page I built, just a WordPress page. It's very bland. I mean, it's very just, you know, just a WordPress blog with maybe a few hundred words on there with an affiliate link. When you click that link and you buy that credit repair program, I think it's like $47 or so, I get credit and I get paid $50. I make $50 commission. And the value that's brought to the end user is amazing. Like, I have an inbox full of testimonies from people who have done the credit repair program and just phenomenal. So do it. If you're in the U.S. and you want to raise your credit score over 720, eliminate derogatory late payment collection, 30 days late, all that good stuff that's on there that's holding your credit down, go to creditrepairfast.net and check it out. That's an example, okay? So in 2005, I found an MP3 download site and where you could download music. And it had an affiliate link. And this thing was just screamed affiliate link. It wasn't even close. Like, if you go to everydaysaturday.com/credit repair, that I got that link what's called cloaked. And I use a plugin in WordPress called Pretty Link. pretty link, and it's very easy to cloak a link so it looks like your website / whatever you want it to be. You just create it, and it redirects to the affiliate, and the person doesn't know that way. So if you go to everydaysaturday.com/creditrepair, that's another example of cloaking or masking an affiliate link, all right? And it's the Pretty Link plugin. But back then, I was just getting the link directly from the supplier, and it was so spammy looking. But anyway, I bought Google AdWords. I bought a book, Perry Marshall's The Definitive Guide to Google AdWords. This was 2005. And nobody knew what Google AdWords were. At least nobody I knew what it was, unless you were in the internet marketing space, which a lot of people weren't. So I learned how to create an ad on Google. And those are the ads that are on the right-hand side of the column. And it's usually the first few as well. Those, you can tell the paid ads versus the organic listings, okay? So I was doing these paid ads, and I would get charged by Google every time somebody clicked on the ad. I would get charged, like, depending on what the keyword was that I was bidding for. It was like MP3 downloads, download music, things like that. And guys, Apple, the iPod wasn't even invented. I mean, the ability to download music hadn't been really discovered yet, okay? Certainly, the iPhone wasn't around. The iPod, maybe. Yeah, the iPod was around. But I guess what I'm saying is it's not like you go to iTunes now, get on your iPhone, and you're done. It wasn't even close to being that easy. So people would search the internet for music to download. They would find my ad, and I was bidding. So I bid always towards the first page. And then I would get paid for each person who created an account with this MP3 downloading service that I partnered with. And I'll never forget. That's all it took. I didn't have a website. I was just basically sending traffic. I wasn't even capturing the information. I was just letting the company do that sold the MP3 downloads. So I was simply creating Google AdWords, bidding on keywords, sending the traffic to this MP3 site. When the person created an account and made a purchase, I got paid. And I remember logging into my members area for this MP3 music one day, and there was a guy, Nathan, sitting right across from me in the cubicle. And you know, it's a typical cubicle. I told you, people are eating their macaroni and cheese, it's dripping down their face, and they're having coffee, and they got their feet, a typical office cubicle, right? Nobody's working, everybody's just kind of BSing, except me. I was learning, because hey, if I'm going to be there, like I said in the previous episode, this is my time. It's green time, it's go time, it's time to learn to earn. And I had just this tenacity about I was going to learn to make money on the internet. And I go, holy shit. That's what I said. Holy shit. And Nathan goes, what? He thought something happened. I go, and I didn't know what to do because I didn't want anybody knowing what I was doing. But then I said, to heck with it. I said, Nate, check this out. I just earned $100. And it was like $101.10 or something like that. I go, dude, look at this. I just got paid $100 for driving traffic. And as I was telling the story, I could tell that I might as well have been speaking Mandarin to this guy. I mean, he was so confused. He looked like I blew a dog whistle. And so halfway through, I'm like, anyway, dude, I'm even trying to explain this. It doesn't make sense. Because nobody knew then that you could actually do this. You know, certainly nobody in a cubicle environment. It's like pigs don't know pigs stink. You know what I'm talking about? It's like all the pigs in a pig pen, they all think they smell amazingly nice. It's only the people who are outside the pig pen are like, damn, you guys smell. Well, that's the same way in a cubicle. You know, pigs don't know pigs stink. Cubicle dwellers don't know. Life sucks. Because if you're in the cubicle, you think it's great. Eat your macaroni and cheese, drools down your face. It's awesome. Drink the Diet Coke. Whew, boy, I'm just having like flashbacks of that. So I go, Nate, check this out, man. I made $100. And he goes, how did you do, what do you mean? What do you mean? He like puts his coffee down. It had 17 sugars in it. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, $100. So I was explaining this to him. I go, see this ad here on Google? He goes, that's your ad? You got an ad on Google? Like I was Google. Like somehow I hacked. He thought I hacked Google to put an ad on there. I'm like, dude, this is really, this is tough stuff trying to explain this to you. You know, it's like playing Scrabble with a blind gypsy. It's like, they can't figure it out, dude. So anyway, see that ad? They clicked on that ad, Nate.
and they went to this page. He goes, that's your website? You build a website on the internet? How are you download? Where do you store your music, dude? I'm like, Nate, it ain't mine, man. That's the whole thing. This company owns the product and the service. I just send the traffic to them, and they pay me. Oh, my God, I got $100. And he's like, dude, mind blown. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't too hard to tell your mind's blown, dude. So Nate got out of the picture. I'm like, yeah, anyway, take care, buddy. Good seeing you again. Back to your mac and cheese. And I just stood at the screen. Now, it cost me money. Google charged me, like, for that particular time frame, I got charged, like, pennies on a dollar, like, $20 to send this traffic. So Google charges me $20. This company paid me $100. Yours truly is pocketing $80. And I thought, damn, if I did that every day, that would be $2,400 a month. Wow, mind blown. Now I'm really thinking, oh, wow. And then the wheels started turning. If I did this, what if I did it 1,000 times a day? I was just like, holy cow. But that was it. That was how I got my start. And I just started thinking, this is illegal. Like FBI, NSA, somebody's coming to this office today to walk me out in handcuffs. I feel like Bud Fox in Wall Street, you know? Like they're going to walk me out in handcuffs. And it never happened. I never got arrested for doing it. And now, it's never been easier. Like I said, you go to JVZoo, you set up an account. You can go, if you go to my channel Every Day of Saturday on YouTube, I have an example. I've gotten over, I think, 10,000 views on a very simple how to make money flipping domains. If you just put that into YouTube, don't even put my name, how to make money flipping domains, you'll see my video I just put out there in January this year. It's gotten over 10,000 views or more, paid me thousands and thousands of dollars, and I do nothing. All I do is give them the link in the description of the video. That's it. They click on it, and I get paid, and I got all the comments, good and bad, doesn't matter. I just want, like I said, love it, let me know. Hate it, let me know. Just keep putting the comments there, guys. Get the views because YouTube rewards you for relevancy, man. If you get some action on your videos, I'm telling you guys, when you finally get this concept, okay, when the fire gets lit, see, you were probably having a bad day when you started listening to this podcast today, and now you're having a better day. How can you not have a better day when you listen to a story about a guy who couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the A back in the day, figured out a way after he lost all his money, got put in a cubicle, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, and then figures out this whole affiliate marketing thing. I don't even know what I'm doing, and I'm making money. And that was just the start of it. And from there, come on, man, Katie barred the door. I was on fire. That's all you need is a win. That's all you need is some success. That's all you need is just a little bit. I mean, just a little bit of proof. It's like you're in this, like, you know, you're like you're in isolation 24/7. You know, you're in this cell, this prison cell, and you just see a little bit of light coming through the door, the bottom of the door, and you're like, damn, if I can kick that door open, I can get all that light and escape and be free. That's the way I envisioned it, you know? I was in solitary confinement. I just needed a little bit of light. And that affiliate marketing example I just shared with you, number one, is true. Most of my stories are. And number two, it gave me hope. Like, wow, I got paid. Like, I got the money transferred into my bank account. I'll never forget that. And from there, I was off and running. It's just all I needed to do. I didn't need to promote I didn't need to create a product. I didn't need to have a website. I did not need to have an email list. I just needed to drive traffic from Google to a page. Somebody else already created everything. Boom. Now I do it online. I don't even talk about doing this. I never email my list hardly at all about any of this. I'm just sharing it with you because I think it inspired you. I think you got inspired today by that story. If you got inspired by the story, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Hey, leave a 5-star review, would ya? Go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review for the show. And I'm going to be back with another podcast because I like doing this. Matter of fact, I love doing this. And I want you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.